This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Senate Ag Committee member, United States Senator Chuck Grassley, thinks 2024 could be a turbulent year ahead for the farm and spending bills. We will hear from Senator Grassley next.
Hi, my name is Lauren Botine, and I've been a certified crop advisor in Iowa for 4.5 years now. The Iowa CCA program is valuable to me because it allows employers and customers to have a peace of mind knowing that they have a trusted agronomic advisor and partner helping them in the field. The CCA program's rigorous continuing education, informational updates, and highest ethical standards provides comfort to customers in the field knowing that I am equipped to address various agronomic topics and trends. To learn more about becoming a certified crop advisor, visit iowacca.org.
In 2023, Senator Chuck Grassley accurately predicted the one-year extension of the 2018 Farm Bill, and now he says that 2024 could bring more turbulence.
If we don't have a Farm Bill text by late spring, it's unlikely that we'll get a Farm Bill this year.
Standing in the way, two government shutdown deadlines short of agreement on full-year spending bills, including USDA.
Well, it seems to me it'd be easy to move the January 19th one to February 2nd because the January 19th isn't going to shut down all of government, and February 2 would have that impact.
Moving the first deadline covering USDA will take legislation that Grassley fears some House conservatives will block, raising the prospect of a legislative end run.
There's a feeling that since the Freedom Caucus controls the Rules Committee, that anything that's going to be done, the funding for government for the rest of the year, the whole border issue connected with Ukraine and Israel is going to have to be done through the process of two-thirds votes in the United States Senate.
And maybe the House. That despite House and Senate leaders' deal on a total top-line figure for spending bills.
Pretty certain that all these areas, not just in agriculture but across the board, is going to come in a little bit less than what the McCarthy-Biden agreement did, but not a whole lot less.
For this story and all of our daily news stories, you can find them on our website at iowaagnet.com. This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.